Tonight, the deadly crash, a stolen truck intentionally plowing into a Texas building. Powerful storms slamming the Northeast at this hour, and Israel bracing for an imminent attack from Iran that could come at any minute. First, the images coming in, a stolen tractor trailer barreling its way through a Texas public safety office. At least one person killed, more than a dozen injured. Authorities say the driver rammed the building on purpose. A deputy already chasing that stolen truck. What we're learning about the suspect and a possible motive. Marcus Moore at the scene. Heavy rain and strong winds up to 50 miles per hour hitting the Northeast. Neighborhoods further south underwater. Cars washed away. Wind alerts from Georgia to Maine. Rob Marciano tracking it all. Tonight, tensions rising in the Middle East. Israel's Iron Dome intercepting dozens of rockets fired by Hezbollah. At the same time, Israel bracing for a potential attack from Iran at any moment. The U.S. warning Iran has more than 100 cruise missiles ready for a potential strike. Retaliation for the deadly Israeli attack killing Iranian commanders in Syria. Britt Clenett in Israel. A high-stakes meeting at Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump and Speaker Mike Johnson taking questions just moments ago. Rachel Scott pressing Trump on where he stands on abortion rights and how he responded. And Arizona's abortion battle in the national spotlight. Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona calling on lawmakers to repeal the state's 160-year-old abortion ban and blaming Donald Trump for the chaos surrounding the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Mary Bruce at the White House. Police searching for suspects wanted for a deadly carjacking in Florida. Chilling video shows an armed suspect wearing a mask getting into the victim's SUV. A mother in Texas facing charges accused of leaving her two young children home alone while she went on a cruise. Tributes to legendary news anchor Robert McNeil, the longtime anchor for PBS. And the March of the Penguins leading to a massive leap of faith and captured for the first time on video.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us on this Friday night. I'm Whit Johnson in for David. Several developing stories as we come on tonight. Powerful winds lashing the Northeast into the weekend. Gusts up to 50 miles per hour. And Israel bracing for an imminent attack from Iran, threatening a major escalation in the war. But we begin with that breaking news from outside Houston. A deadly incident at a state government office. A driver stealing an 18-wheeler, plowing it into the building right where people were waiting for driver's license services. Authorities say it was an intentional act. 13 people injured, one person died. The driver then backing out. Officials say they stopped him before he struck again and took the building down. A suspect taken into custody, now facing multiple felony charges. Tonight, what we're learning about that driver's past and what might have triggered this deadly act. ABC's Marcus Moore leads us off in Brenham, Texas.
Tonight, a deadly scene outside Houston after authorities say a driver intentionally slammed a stolen 18-wheeler loaded with steel bars through the front door of the Department of Public Safety building in Brenham, Texas, killing one person and injuring at least 13 others.
90-year-old female, blunt trauma impact from an 18-wheeler hitting the building where she was sitting.
The crash coming around 10:30 in the morning. Police say a deputy was already chasing the stolen truck when the driver crashed it through the doors and into a public waiting area for driver's licenses.
The driver fled from law enforcement. The stolen 18-wheeler took a hard right turn and went into the DPS Brenham office.
Three of the critically wounded airlifted for medical treatment.
We've got two critical trauma patients here on the ground waiting on aircraft, so we'd like to try to turn this pretty quickly.
The suspect, 42-year-old Clinard Parker, was arrested at the scene. Police say he had been denied a commercial driver's license at the DPS location just yesterday.
While he was there, the driver's license staff advised Parker that he was not eligible to renew his commercial driver's license.
Officials tell us police stopped Parker before he could take the building down.
They said he was trying to drive back into the building.
He had backed it out where you see it now. He had backed it that far and was getting ready to go back in at a second time.
And Whit, those working at government buildings across the country have already been at a heightened state of vigilance over the risk of terrorism, but officials here in Texas have given no indication that today's incident was an act of terror. Whit.
All right, Marcus Moore for us tonight. Thank you. Now to those powerful winds on the move tonight, gusts up to 50 miles per hour, flight delays in Philly, New York, and Boston. wind advisories from Georgia up to Maine, the system triggering flash flooding in Glenville, West Virginia. A flash flood emergency near Pittsburgh as well after nearly 4 inches of rain. In a matter of hours, you can see these high water rescues in Oakdale, Pennsylvania. The winds lasting into the weekend, and a new severe weather outbreak is taking shape for next week. ABC's senior meteorologist Rob Marciano tracking it all.
Tonight, that powerful storm system delivering a final lashing to the northeast with wind gusts up to 50 miles per hour and rounds of heavy rain. And in the overnight hours, torrents of rain triggering flash flooding west of Pittsburgh, up to 4 inches of rain falling. Water rescue teams evacuating at least 9 people from their homes. The rain wreaking havoc in West Virginia, too. This road in the town of Glenville transformed into a fast-moving river. One car flipped on its side. On the coast, high winds tearing the roof off this motel in Myrtle Beach.
4 pieces went flying through the air. 1 piece almost hit a car.
At least 19 confirmed tornadoes across 6 states this week.
Hey, can you hear me?
And tonight, this newly released police body camera video capturing the devastation in Slidell, Louisiana, just moments after an EF2 tornado hit.
Just sit tight, okay? We have people coming.
The officer locating a woman trapped inside an SUV. Firefighters later able to remove her to safety.
So let's get right to Rob Marciano. And Rob, this storm still packing a punch tonight.
Yeah, with the low centers actually continues to intensify. The winds around it are up to 50 plus miles per hour. We've got power outages in parts of the Great Lakes. That's where the low center is, and those advisories remain up. Showers and snow showers throughout the day tomorrow, and the winds actually will continue to increase through the I-95 corridor in the afternoon before finally beginning to wind down on Sunday. Just as the next system comes into the west, California gets it this weekend with rain, snow, and mountain wind and snow, and then it gets into the plains Monday and Tuesday. A classic severe weather setup on Monday, and then pushing into the Mississippi Valley on Tuesday. Tornadoes likely both of those days and potentially beyond. Whit?
All right, we'll brace for another round, Rob. Thank you. Overseas now, and Israel on high alert, bracing for Iran to retaliate for an Israeli airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Syria. U.S. officials say Iran has readied more than 100 cruise missiles. The Pentagon now moving more troops and ships to the Middle East. And President Biden with a new warning to Iran. ABC's Britt Clennett is in Israel.
Tonight, Israel's Iron Dome intercepting a barrage of rockets fired by Iran-backed militia group Hezbollah. Officials saying at least 40 rockets were launched into northern Israel from southern Lebanon, many shot down by Israeli air defense. It comes as Israel braces for what sources say could be a much larger attack from Iran itself at any moment. U.S. officials telling ABC News Tehran has readied more than 100 cruise missiles and a sizable number of drones over the past week for a possible strike from Iran on multiple targets inside Israel. Late today, President Biden warning that attack could come sooner than later, delivering a blunt message to Iran.
Mr. President, what is your message to Iran in this moment?
Don't. We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel, we will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
And tonight, the U.S. moving new assets into the region, including troops, ships, and aircraft to protect U.S. forces. 2 Navy destroyers already in the Mediterranean Sea on hand to provide missile defense. The U.S. hoping to deter Iran and prevent a wider war. Iran vowing retaliation for an Israeli airstrike on the Iranian consulate in Syria earlier this month that killed top military commanders.
Now, where President Biden was just asked if he's concerned about Iran killing Americans. Biden telling reporters, I'm always afraid of that. And with officials here in Israel are promising that if Iran attacks Israel from its territory, Israel will attack inside Iran. With
Britt Clennett in Israel again tonight. Thank you. Back here in the U.S. and the abortion battle front and center in the race for the White House, Donald Trump taking questions at Mar-a-Lago today. Our Rachel Scott asking the former president where he stands on abortion rights. Here's Rachel with how he responded.
Tonight, former President Donald Trump telling me that though he once vowed to sign a federal abortion ban, it's now no longer necessary, as he once again took credit for the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe versus Wade.
While you were in office, you said that you would sign a federal abortion ban if Congress sent it to your desk. Why should Americans trust your word that you would not do it now if you were reelected?
Because we don't need it any longer, because we broke Roe v. Wade, and we did something that nobody thought was possible. We gave it back to the states.
Trump's about-face comes as he acknowledges abortion is now a losing issue for Republicans at the ballot box. It will now be on the ballot in as many as 14 states this year, including several crucial battlegrounds. Over the years, Trump has taken positions on both sides of the issue.
I'm very pro-choice.
I'm pro-life.
Today I asked where he stands right now. He would not say. Over the last few decades, Mr. President, you have both considered yourself pro-choice and pro-life. Which one is it?
Well, you know exactly which one it is. And when I was in New York and when I was a Democrat also, just like Ronald Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan was a Democrat, which sort of followed a very similar path. But if you look at what we've done with Roe v. Wade, we did something that everyone said couldn't be done, and we got it done.
Former President Donald Trump standing next to embattled Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who is facing threats to his leadership. It's a strong show of support from the former president. In the past, Johnson has endorsed a federal ban on abortion. Today, he did not address the issue. And remember, Trump's first criminal trial begins on Monday. Today, the former president said he would testify. Whit.
Rachel Scott, thank you. In meantime, Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona tonight, just days after that court decision upholding a Civil War era ban on abortions. The vice president blaming Donald Trump for the chaos, saying a second Trump term would be worse. Here's ABC's chief White House correspondent, Mary Bruce.
Vice President Harris tonight touching down in what is now ground zero in the debate over reproductive rights.
Here in Arizona, they have turned back the clock to the 1800s to take away a woman's most fundamental right. The right to make decisions about her own body.
Just days after the critical battleground state upheld a 160-year-old law banning abortion in all cases except to protect the life of the mother, Harris, the Biden campaign's chief messenger on abortion, hammering a simple message. Donald Trump did this.
Just minutes ago, standing beside Speaker Johnson, Donald Trump just said, the collection of state bans is, quote, working the way it is supposed to. And as much harm as he has already caused, a second Trump term would be even worse.
Arizona, one of 21 states to ban or severely restrict abortion rights since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
This is 2024, not the 1800s, and we're not going back. We are not going back.
The Biden campaign, hoping that the issue of abortion will drive voters to the polls in November, are going to do everything they can to get this message across. The vice president tonight escalating her attacks, labeling these new restrictions in states across the country the, quote, Trump abortion bans. Whit.
Mary Bruce at the White House tonight. Thank you. Now to that deadly carjacking north of Orlando. Authorities releasing video showing a masked man carrying a weapon getting into the backseat of a white Dodge Durango. The victim, a 31-year-old woman, now believed dead. Tonight, an urgent search underway for multiple suspects. Here's ABC's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, the urgent manhunt in Central Florida for this masked gunman caught in terrifying video appearing to carjack an SUV in broad daylight, now suspected of killing the woman who was inside.
This wasn't just a random incident, a horrible, horrible, frightening situation.
At the height of rush hour around 5 p.m. yesterday, the driver of this Dodge Durango called her husband to say she was being followed by a green Acura, which rammed her back bumper. Later, the armed assailant is seen exiting that car, pointing a gun at the driver.
Tells her, we suspect, to unlock the door, which she does. He jumps in the rear passenger seat behind the driver.
Authorities say that vehicle took back roads to a new construction site. Witnesses reported hearing gunshots and seeing smoke from the SUV set ablaze.
One person was deceased and found in that vehicle.
The victim, believed to be 31-year-old Catherine Altagarcia Guerrero de Aguas Villas. Law enforcement now searching for multiple suspects.
Authorities believe the victim may have been targeted, and they're asking anyone with information to come forward. Whit.
A truly disturbing case. Ariel, thank you. And today on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives voted to reauthorize a key law in the fight against terrorism after Donald Trump called on Republicans to kill it. This is Section 702 of the so-called FISA law. It allows U.S. intelligence agencies to spy on the communications of foreign nationals without a warrant. It passed after a compromise authorizing it for just 2 years, pushing any further debate into a possible Trump presidency if he were to win. When we come back, the deadly police shootout in Memphis, an officer and 18-year-old suspect both killed, two other officers wounded, and the mother facing charges for allegedly leaving her children home alone while she went on a cruise.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Next tonight, new details about a deadly police shootout in Memphis. Authorities say officers are responding to a call about a suspicious vehicle, an 18-year-old suspect opening fire as they approached, an officer and the alleged gunman both killed in that shootout. Two other officers and a 17-year-old in the car were wounded. A mother in Houston is facing charges for allegedly leaving her two young children home alone while she went on a cruise. Authorities say Lakeisha Woods Williams abandoned her 8-year-old son and 6-year-old daughter for days while she went on vacation. Deputies finding the children in a filthy apartment during a wellness check. They say the mother left a web camera and a cell phone so she could check in on them. When we come back, the former interpreter accused of stealing millions of dollars from Dodger star Shohei Ohtani makes his first appearance in federal court and remembering a legendary news anchor.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag, and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything, because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.
To the index now, the former interpreter accused of stealing more than $16 million from Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani appearing in federal court today in Los Angeles. Ipe Misuhara charged with bank fraud. He's accused of using the money to cover millions in gambling losses. The judge releasing him on bond, ordering him not to have any contact with Ohtani and barring him from gambling or going to casinos. The judge also ordered him to receive treatment for a gambling addiction. Tonight, a new CDC warning about measles outbreaks across the U.S. At least 121 cases reported in 17 states so far this year. Because of vaccinations, measles had been considered eliminated in the U.S. nearly 25 years ago. The CDC says the rapid increase in cases could threaten that status. 95% of the cases this year were patients not fully vaccinated. Two passings to note tonight. We learned today famed Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli has died. One of the biggest names in fashion, his distinctive trademark style, both flamboyant and glamorous, his flashy creations attracting celebrity fans for decades. The company bearing his name paying tribute to a, quote, life lived with love. Roberto Cavalli was 83. And legendary news anchor Robert McNeil has died, a giant in the industry. Co-founder of what is now the PBS NewsHour anchoring his own show before partnering with Jim Lehrer for the long-running McNeil-Lehrer Report. His career defined by his dedication and commitment to journalism. Robert McNeil was 93. When we come back, who says penguins can't fly? The proof still ahead. Finally tonight, call it the leap of the penguins, the surprising cliff dive seen on camera for the first time.
What you're about to see has never before been captured on video. At just 6 months old, these emperor penguin chicks marching to the ocean, crowding the edge of a 50-foot cliff in West Antarctica.
What on earth is going on here?
About 700 of them, hesitating at first, until one brave chick takes the plunge, splashing into the icy waters below.
I can't believe that. He's made it.
Then, one by one and in groups, they jump.
Here they go, here they go.
This first-of-its-kind footage captured just a few months ago by National Geographic photographer Bertie Gregory.
I've only ever seen emperors jump in off the sea ice, and that's a couple of feet maximum.
Scientists say it's another sign of their resilience as sea ice continues to decline. The rite of passage known as fledging, their first trip from their colony to the ocean.
How's that for your first swimming lesson?
And these heroic high dives captured for the first time for all of us to enjoy.
Just incredible images. The future docuseries Secrets of the Penguins and additional Earth Month content is available on our parent company streaming platform, Disney Plus. Thanks so much for watching tonight. I'm Whit Johnson in New York. Have a great night.
Wednesday night on ABC, Brittany Griner, for the first time since being released from a Russian prison, shares her story.
You've been told to go through your bag and you felt...
Felt the cartridge.
What were you thinking that moment when you felt that?
My life is over right here.
Her sentence.
Just been told you're going to be 9 years in one of the worst prisons in Russia.
I was just so scared for everything because there's just so much unknown.
Brittany Griner, Robin Roberts, Prisoner in Russia. Wednesday night at 10, 9 central on ABC.